各位弟兄姊妹，大家早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们能够按照我们所预定的时间来举开灵恩会。
We're able to hold our spiritual convocation according to the appointed time.
不管我们人数多少但是主要我们奉主的名，按主的旨意来聚会，主耶稣就在我们当中。
No matter how many or how few members we have gathered together, as long as we gather together in the name of Jesus, He is among us.
我上上星期到惠城教会帮忙灵恩会。
Two weeks ago, I went to Philadelphia Church to help with the spiritual convocation there.
感谢主了，他们这一次从星期五就开始。
And thank God, this time they were able to begin from Friday.
因为前一两次他们有的人说星期五人少我们就把它取消掉。
Because the previous times, they canceled Friday's service because they said there were too few members who came.
从星期五晚上才开始。
So they only began their spiritual convocation from Friday night.
但是有的弟兄姊妹就说我们星期五虽然人少我们还是希望能够来听道理。
But this time there were brothers and sisters who said even though there were few members on Friday, they still wanted to come to listen to the word.
这一次他们就恢复。
So this time they restored Friday services.
而且来了十几个人。
And tens of people came.
所以他们虽然只有四十个信徒但是来十几个人，比例已经相当不错了。
So even though in total they only have 40 some members, if tens of members came, they have a large percentage.
虽然人少但是我们看到说主的恩典就在我们当中。
And even though there were few in numbers, we see that the grace of God is among us.
所以大家非常喜乐。
So everyone was very joyful.
我们希望大家能够互相鼓励能够彼此提醒常常亲近神。
We hope we can encourage one another and often remind each other to draw close to God.
我们来看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
第九节。
Verse 9.
十章第九节。
John chapter 10 verse 9.
说我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。第十节。
Verse 10.
盗贼来，无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。主耶稣讲到说他是羊的牧人。
Lord Jesus said he is the shepherd of the sheep.
我们敬拜他的人就是主耶稣这个羊圈里面的羊。
And for those who worship Lord Jesus, we become the sheep of his fold.
这个羊跟牧人有一种非常亲密的关系。
And the sheep and the shepherd has a very intimate relationship.
这是很特殊的。
And this is a very special relationship.
所以我们看到说旧约时代很多神重用的工人都是从牧羊人出身。
So we see a lot of workers that God used in the Old Testament all came from a background of shepherding.
像亚伯拉罕。
For example,
跟他的孙
for example, Abraham and his descendants,
像摩西,
Moses,
像大卫,
David,
他们都是从这个牧羊当中体会到神对我们人的爱。
They have all experienced God's love towards us in their course of shepherding.
所以耶稣说他也是一个好牧人。
So Lord Jesus also said he is the good shepherd.
为羊来舍命。
He gives his life for the sheep.
而且要给羊带来丰盛的生命。
And he is coming to bring life more abundantly for the sheep.
但是我们今天的聚会就要跟大家来学习丰盛的生命。
So in the session today, we would like to learn with everyone what does it mean to have an abundant life.
我们看到有的人虽然活着，但是活着很辛苦。
We see some people, although living, they live very tiresomely.
有的要借着一些氧气辅助的器官来帮助他呼吸。
Some people even need life support systems or different machines to help them breathe.
虽然我们知道他活着，但是他的生命不丰盛。
Although they are living, we know that they don't have life abundantly.
我们看到有些人在运动场上非常的活泼生龙活虎。
We see some people on the arena or on the field, they are very lively and they are full of energy.
我们看到他们生命丰盛身体很健壮。
And we see that they are full of life and they have very healthy bodies.
啊，当然这是肉体上的生命。
And of course, this is talking about physical life.
但是我们人啊，有两种的生命。
But we have two types of life.
除了这个肉体的生命以外，还有灵性的生命。
Aside from the life of our physical bodies, we also have a spiritual life.
无论怎样啊，我们肉体的生命都是短暂的。
And no matter what we do, the life of our bodies is short.
啊，最后啊，会朽坏的。
And in the end, our bodies will decay.
人肉体的生命是相当有限的。
The life of the physical body is very limited.
啊，我们很重要，就是要有另外一种生命，就是灵性的生命。
So it's important for us to have a different type of life, a spiritual life.
啊，本来神造我们人的时候，我们有这样的生命。
And when God created us originally, we had this life. 但是自从亚
当夏娃犯罪以后啊，人就跟神这种永恒的生命就隔绝了。
But ever since Adam and Eve committed sin, this eternal life that God has with man was cut off.
啊，所以人肉体虽然活着。
So even though man is still living physically,
但是跟神永恒的生命断绝。
But they are cut off from the eternal life of God.
人生几十年以后啊，最后就要死掉了。
And after decades of living, man will die.
因为失掉了这个永恒的生命。
Because they have lost this eternal life.
我们要在耶稣基督里面啊，才能够重新得到生命。
And we have to receive this life in Jesus Christ.
我们看约翰一书的第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John,
约翰一书五章十二节。
First John chapter 5 verse 12。
约翰一书五章的十二节。
First John chapter 5 verse 12。
说人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。好，这讲到说我们要相信接纳耶稣基督做我们的救主。
Here it talks about how we must receive Lord Jesus as our Savior.
我们有了耶稣基督以后，我们就有生命。
Because once we have Jesus Christ, we have the life.
啊，这个就是灵魂的生命。
And this life is referring to the life of the soul.
啊，说这个生命啊，就是不朽坏的。
And this life is a life that will not decay.
我们看提摩太后书一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1,
第十节
verse 10.
提摩太后是一章第十节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 10。
一章第十节。
Chapter 1 verse 10。
说但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现，才表明出来，他已经把死废去，借着福音将那不朽坏的生命彰显出来了。哦，所以这耶稣基督啊，为我们死，把那个死废去了。
So we see that Jesus Christ died for us and abolished death.
啊，然后把这个丰盛的生命赐给我们。
And he gave us this abundant life.
啊，所以借着这个他所带来的福音啊，啊，能够将那个不朽坏的生命啊，就彰显出来。
And through the gospel that he brings, he can reveal this immortal life.
所以信耶稣的人啊，不至灭亡，反得永生。
So those who believe in Jesus will not be destroyed, but be saved.
他说不相信接纳耶稣，他就不得不到这永恒的生命。
But those who do not believe and receive Jesus will not receive this life.
但是我们信主了以后，有这种永恒的生命在我们身上。
And after we believe in the Lord, we have this eternal life on us.
说我们还要活出啊丰盛的生命来。
But we still must live out this abundant life.
好像以西结书四十七章里面所讲的。
Just like in Ezekiel chapter 47.
他说那个活水从圣神的殿里面流出来。
It says the living water flows out of the temple of the Lord.
流到那个不毛之地。
And it flows to the place.
啊，因为有水滋润呐，所以长出很多植物，结出很多的果子来。
And where the river flows, because the river brings life, so a lot of life can grow.
啊，这个水啊，又流到那个沿海里面。
And it flowed into the Dead Sea.
啊，因为那个沿海本来是死海啊，生物没有办法生存。
And because the sea originally is full of salty water and no life can live in it.
啊，那是因为这个生命的活水啊，流到那里。
But because this water of life flows into it.
所以那个海水就被治好了。
So the waters are healed.
所以里面有很多的鱼啊，非常的活泼啊，充满着生命。
So that every living thing that moves will live and be full of life.
所以有很多人啊，很多鱼就在那里打鱼啊。
So that a lot of fishermen will go there.
旁边都变成一个晒网的地方。
And the places by the river will become the place where they spread their nets.
所以神的丰盛生命啊，临到世人以后。
So when the abundant life of God comes to man,
所以人就要活了。
Man will live.
因为有神的生命在我们里面。
Because we have the life of God in us.
就能够显出活泼生命的现象来。
And then we can manifest a life of abundance and hope.
因为我们在耶稣基督里面，他带给我们是一种活泼的生命。
Because the life we have in Lord Jesus is a life that is very active and lively.
因为圣经里面说啊，神把他的一切丰盛啊，有形有体都在附托在耶稣基督里面。
Because the Bible tells us that God gives all his fullness in the body of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督把他一切的丰盛啊，都要赐给教会，赐给我们。
And Lord Jesus gives his abundance and fullness to the church.
所以我们要在耶稣基督里面啊，得到丰盛。
So we must receive this abundance in Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说，我现在活着啊，不是我本身活着。
That's why Paul says, right now, I do not live to myself.
是因为耶稣基督在我里面活着。
But I live because Jesus Christ lives in me.
所以有耶稣基督的生命在我们里面。
So if we have the life of Jesus Christ in us,
不是一种软弱啊，消极的生命。
It is not a weak, passive type of life.
而是要有一种活泼啊，丰盛的生命在我们身上。
But it is a very lively, a very abundant type of life.
所以我们信主的人啊， 我们不只是要得到这个生命，而且要得到丰盛的生命。
So for us who believe in the Lord, we not only want to receive this life, but we want to receive this abundant life.
那这个什么是丰盛的生命？丰盛的生命要有什么样的现象？
What is this abundant life? How do we identify this abundant life?
第一个啊，丰盛的生命要不断的长大。
First, an abundant life is a life that constantly grows.
我们看 哥林多前书13章，
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
11节，
verse 11.
哥林多前书13章11节，
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11.
说我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。 我们信主以后啊，就好像我们受洗，好像那个婴孩出生一样。
After we believe in the Lord and are baptized, we are like a newborn baby.
他说就爱慕那个纯净的灵奶。
So we desire that pure spiritual milk.
然后让我们灵命能够慢慢长大。
So that our spiritual life can gradually grow.
长大了以后啊，就能够爱慕干粮。
And once we have grown up, we should desire food.
我们信仰上也是一样啊，能够熟练人理的道理。
So in our faith, we must be well versed and practice in the teachings of love and righteousness.
说心窍能够熟练，能够通达。
So that we are well versed and know the law, the words of righteousness and love very well.
那假如一个孩子出生以后啊，父母亲跟他养了好几年。
But if a child is born and the parents raise the child for several years.
虽然小的时候很可爱,
and even though the child may be very cute when they're young,
都长不大的话,
but if the child never grows up, then it ceases to be cute.
保罗在谈到这个哥林多教会,
when Paul was talking about the Corinthian church,
他说我没有把你们当作长大的人,
he said, I do not treat you like people who have grown up.
我没有办法用饭喂你们。
I cannot feed you with solid food.
因为你们在灵性还是婴孩，还是吃奶的。
Because spiritually you are still babes, you are still eating, drinking milk.
因为他们当中啊，还是属肉体的，充满着很多的极度纷争。
Because they were still very earthly, they had still a lot of dissensions and arguments.
那所以这个哥林多教会啊， 是一个没有长大不成熟的教会。
So the Corinthian church is a church that did not grow up and did not mature.
教会当中充满着很多的血气，很多的问题。
And the church was filled with the flesh and a lot of problems.
所以让牧者非常的操心。
And it causes the shepherd to be very worried.
希伯来书也谈到说当时的信徒，
And the book of Hebrews also talks about the believers at the time.
因为有人信主以后遭到一些患难。
There were some believers after believing in the Lord faced tribulations.
尤其犹太人啊，他信耶稣以后要被赶出会堂。
Especially for the Jews, if they believed in Jesus, they were cast out of the synagogue.
等于是跟整个社会隔绝。
And they were practically cut off from their society.
而且他们遇到很多生活上、生存上的一些困难。
And they faced a lot of difficulties and hardships in life.
后来他们有的就犹豫了，我这样信耶稣到底对不对啊？
So some of the believers started to doubt, is it right for me to believe in Jesus?
有的甚至回到原来的信仰。
And some even returned to their previous faith.
所以保罗说啊，你们啊。 按照学习的功夫啊，应该做师傅的。
And that's why Paul says, you should be teachers by now.
那怎么我现在还要用那个基督啊最初前的那些道理来教导你们？
But why is it I still have to use the very elementary principles to teach you?
你们还是一直在吃奶啊，没有办法长大。
You are still just drinking milk and you cannot grow up.
所以他说我们应当离开基督道理的开端。
And that's why Paul says we must depart from the elementary principles.
能够竭力的能够进到完全的地步。
And strive towards being perfect and complete.
他说一个有丰盛生命的是不断的一直成长。
So a person who has abundant life is a person who constantly grows.
说能够又长进啊，在灵性上能够又长进，能够又喜乐。
In their spirituality, they can grow and have more joy.
如果信仰上没有办法成长啊，就得不到真正的喜乐。
If a person cannot grow in faith, they cannot receive true joy.
常常让人感到忧伤。
And instead, they will often feel sorrow.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
13节。
Verse 13.
以弗所书四章的13节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13.
说只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。 认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。14节，所以我们不再做孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端呢。这里讲到说，如果是一个小孩子。
Here it talks about if we are children.
因为没有成长啊，就很容易受骗。
If we do not grow up, we are tricked very easily.
有些小孩子啊，你给他几颗糖啊，给他一点小小的好处啊，他就跟着你走啊。
If you interact with some little children, you just have to give them some candy or give them some benefit and they'll follow you.
但是长大了以后，你要骗他就不是那么容易了。
But when the child grows up and you still want to trick or deceive them, it's not as easy.
我们如果在灵性上成长的话，也是一样。
And if we are grown up and mature in our spirituality, then we will be the same.
因为你道理有根有基。
Because if you have a foundation of the truth.
所以一些异教诸风啊。 就对你没有影响。
Whenever heresies or different teachings come, they will not affect
像主耶稣说啊, 因为你把那个房子盖在磐石上面。
Just like how Lord Jesus says, if you build your house upon the rock,
雨淋水冲风吹啊, 都一点关系没有。
Even if the winds blow, the rain comes down, the house will be okay.
雨淋啊, 就从天上来的考验。
The rain from heaven will be the trials and tests from heaven.
有一些异教诸风的吹动。
And the wind might be the heresies.
或者是撒旦来的一些试探引诱。
Or perhaps some of the temptations or tribulations.
因为我们道理上啊有根有基。
But if we have a foundation in the truth,
所以任何的考验啊都不会受影响。
We will not be affected by any type of trial.
尤其我们有一些基本的道理。
Especially when it comes to the basic beliefs.
如果说我们对这些道理啊能够真正的扎根,
if we can truly be rooted in these basic teachings,
我们听到一些错误的教训,
and we hear wrong teachings,
我们所领受的这些基本道理啊就好像一个量尺一样,
the basic teachings that we receive become like a ruler.
我们量一量,
a ruler that we can use to measure ourselves,
合乎圣经里面的道理,
and we can measure the teaching to see whether it's biblical. If it is biblical, then we can accept it. But if what is being taught is different from what we have received,
那我们就知道说, 这个是 不是出于神的道理。
Then we know that this teaching does not come from God.
所以为什么我们要有一些基本的教义，就是基本的我们的信仰的标准。
And this is why we must have some basic doctrines. These are the basic standards of our belief.
这个不是我们人发明出来的。
And these are not things that humans invent.
而是根据圣经啊，属徒的教训把它整理出来的。
But these are organized from the teachings in the Bible and the teachings of the apostles.
其实使徒他们就是这样传。
And in fact, the apostles preached in this way.
所以保罗说，我们把这些基本的道理啊，传给你们。
And that's why Paul says we preach to you these basic principles.
你们如果遵守了这些道理啊，就让你们能够得救。
And if you can keep these teachings will cause you to be saved.
我们如果真正灵性上成长。
And if we are truly mature and grown up in spirit,
能够了解这些基本的道理。
And we can understand these basic teachings.
而且对这个道理啊，能够熟练。
And we become very knowledgeable in these basic principles.
任何的错误的教训啊，我们啊用神的话来跟他判断，就知道说是非了。
And whenever we hear of any wrong teachings, we can use the standard of God to know whether it is right or wrong.
所以一切的欺骗的话是一切异教之风啊，就不会受摇动。
And then every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting will not affect us.
我们在灵性上已经长大成熟啊，满有基督的身量。
Because we will have grown up in spirituality, we will have the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这个生命成长的第二个现象啊，就是为结果子。
And the sign of a life that has grown up is a life that will bear fruit.
圣经里面常常用葡萄树啊，来比喻我们啊信徒。
The Bible often uses the vineyard to describe the believer.
耶稣说啊，他就是一棵真葡萄树。
Lord Jesus says he is the true vine.
啊，我们信徒啊，就是这个葡萄树的枝子。
And as believers, we are the branches of this vine.
啊，这个枝子要常常连属在树上。
And these branches must be connected to the vine.
啊，才能够结果子。
Then they can bear fruit.
葡萄树的价值在它所结的果子。
The value of a vine lies with the grapes, the fruit that it can bear.
因为葡萄树如果不结果子啊，它就没有什么用途了。
Because if a grapevine cannot bear any fruit, then this grapevine is useless.
以西结书的十五章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 15.
以西结书十五章。
Ezekiel chapter 15.
第二节。
Verse 2.
以西结书十五章的第二节。
Ezekiel chapter 15, verse
2. 说人子啊。葡萄树比别样的树有什么强处？葡萄枝比众树枝有什么好处？第三节
，verse three，
其上可以取木料做什么功用？可以起来做钉子挂什么器皿吗？这里讲到说啊，葡萄树跟其他的树有什么好处
？Here it compares how the vine is better than any other trees or plants.
葡萄树可以啊，把它的树干啊拿来做器皿吗
？Can you take the trunk of a vine to make a vessel?
可以把它当做一个东西啊，然后把那个物品啊挂在上面吗
？Can you make it into a peg and hang something from it?
根本这个葡萄树啊，那个枝子根本是没有办法用的。
But we know that the branches of a vine are essentially useless.
啊，但是葡萄树最重要的就是结果子。
But the most important thing about a vine is that it bears fruit.
啊，因为它可以结出甜美的果子啊，让神来喜悦。
Because it can bear fruit that is very sweet and delicious that can be enjoyed by man and God.
啊，所以我们就是这个葡萄树的枝子。
So we are the branches of the vine.
所以我们重要的就是要结果子。
So what is important for us is to bear fruit.
一棵葡萄如果不结果子的话，啊，这个葡萄树啊，最后就是被火烧掉了。
If a vine does not bear fruit, then in the end, the vine will be burned in the fire.
啊，我们一个活出神丰盛生命的人呐。
So a person who lives the abundant life of God is like a tree planted by the waters. They will constantly bear fruit.
啊, 然后借着我们所结的果子啊, 这样来荣耀神。
And through the fruit that we bear, we can give glory to
啊, 我们得神的喜悦, 让我们所祷告祈求的, 神的垂听啊, 神的成全。
And if we are pleasing in God's sight, then when we pray, God will hear our prayers and God will... give us according to what we ask.
在世的时候啊, 啊, 有几个不结果子啊, 受咒诅的一些例子。
When Lord Jesus was on the earth, there were a couple examples where there were instances where things did not bear fruit and were cursed.
我们看马太福音21章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 21.
马太福音21章。
Matthew chapter 21.
18节。
Verse 18.
21章18节,
Matthew chapter 21, verse 18.
说早晨回城的时候啊, 他饿了, 19节,
19.
看见路旁有一棵无花果树, 就走到跟前, 在树上找不着什么, 不过有叶子, 就对树说, 从今以后啊, 你永不结果子, 那无花果树就立刻枯干了, 20节,
20.
门徒看见了，便稀奇说：“无花果树怎么立刻枯干呢？”主耶稣要到耶路撒冷之前，他经过一个地方。
Before Lord Jesus went to Jerusalem, he passed by a place.
他说：“肚子饿了，看到一棵无花果树，要去看看有没有果子可以吃。”
And he saw a fig tree, so he came to it to see whether it had fruit that he can eat.
虽然那个树啊, 树叶非常的茂盛,
and even though this fig tree was grown with a lot of leaves,
啊, 但是啊, 一颗果子都没有,
but there was not a single fruit.
本来这个无花果树是要结很多很多的果子的,
and a fig tree should be a tree that bears a lot of fruit.
啊, 在暑假的时候, 我们看到那个, 啊, 果, 姐妹哈，哎，那个英惠姐妹啊，啊，她有铺一个在那个网上。
And I saw a picture that Sister Janet Guo had posted on the internet.
说他们家种了一棵无花果树。
And the picture that she posted was a fig tree that she had planted.
啊，今年大丰收。
And during the summer, they had a large harvest.
说了45磅的无花果，45磅。
They, from that single fig tree, she had 45 pounds of figs.
我们看到说这个无花果啊，真的很会生产啊，很会结果子。
And we know that the fig tree can bear a lot of figs.
主耶稣说那个时候啊，他看到这个无花果树，树叶是很茂盛啊。
And in this passage, it says Lord Jesus saw that the fig tree had leaves.
啊，但是一个果子就没有。
But not a single fruit was to be found.
啊，主耶稣说啊，以后没有人要出你果子了。
And so Lord Jesus says, let no fruit grow on you ever again.
啊，结果这一棵树就枯干掉了，连根就枯干掉。
And immediately the fig tree withered away.
啊，其实啊，这是有象征性的意义啊。
And there is a symbolic meaning to this passage.
因为圣经里面常常将以色列选民啊，比喻成为无花果。
The Bible often compares the Israelites as a fig tree.
因为他们弃绝了神的道理。
Because they gave, they departed from
不接纳主耶稣的救恩。
The word of God, they did not want to accept the salvation of Jesus.
所以他们啊, 没有办法, 结果, 后来就枯干了。
So they were not able to bear fruit, and in the end, they withered.
啊, 因为他们杀害了基督以后, 后来就被分散在世界各地。
And after they decided to kill Lord Jesus, they were scattered among the nations.
但是对我们基督徒来讲啊, 我们也是要结果子。
So for Christians, we must also bear fruit.
啊, 不要成为不结果子的树。
We should not become a tree that does not bear any fruit.
我们看路加福音13章,
Let's turn to Luke chapter 13.
第六节,
verse 6.
路加福音13章第六节,
Luke chapter 13, verse 6.
耶稣用比喻说, 一个人有一棵无花果树, 栽在葡萄园里, 他来到树前找果子, 却找不着。 第七节。
7.
啊，就对管园的说啊，看哪，我这三年来到这无花果树前找果子，竟找不着，把它砍了吧，何必白占地图呢？第八节。
8.
管连都说啊，主啊，今年且留着，等我周围揭开了土，加上粪。第九节
，nine，
以后若结果子便罢，不然把再把它砍了。这是主耶稣讲的比喻。
This is a parable that Lord Jesus gave.
啊，目的啊，就是要让叫人要悔改，要结果子。
And the purpose of this parable is to teach people to repent and to bear fruit.
因为当时有人说啊，这个啊，耶路撒冷啊，一个西罗亚楼倒塌了，有很多人死掉了。
Because during that time, people were talking and said that there was a tower in Siloam that fell and killed many people.
啊，加利利的地方啊，啊，在献祭的时候，有些人被比拉多杀掉了，啊，他们血就混杂在那个祭物当中。
And there were also some people in Galilee when they were offering sacrifices. They were killed by Pilate, and so their blood was mixed with the sacrifice.
啊，主耶稣就问众人说啊，你们认为这些被杀的、被压死的人呐、啊，他们的罪比别人重吗？
And so Lord Jesus asked the people, do you think that these people who were killed or who were crushed by the tower were worse sinners than other people? But Lord Jesus says, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
所以借着一些灾难啊，就是给人警惕啊，人要悔改归向神。
So these disasters only remind us and warn us that we must repent and return to God.
不然的话啊，就要灭亡。
Otherwise, we will perish.
啊，这个悔改啊，应当也有果子啊，啊，表现出来，才能够跟悔改的心啊相称。
And if we repent, we must also bear the fruits of repentance, so that the fruit of our repentance is worthy of our repentance.
啊，所以主耶稣就讲啊，有一个人栽种了一棵无花果树。
So Lord Jesus gave a parable and said a certain man had a fig tree.
啊，他连续三年呐、啊，啊，来找果子啊，都找不到。
But for 3 years, he comes seeking fruit, and he couldn't find any.
啊，主人就说啊，这棵果树啊，在那里啊，不结果，白占土地，干脆把它砍掉了。
So the master said, this tree is just taking up ground. Let's cut it down.
啊，那个管园的啊，这个园丁啊，就求情说啊，你暂时让它留着吧。
But the keeper of the vineyard said to the master, let us keep it around for another year.
旁边的土松开、啊、然后加点肥料。
I will dig around it and fertilize it.、
啊、然后看看它会不会结果子。
And we will see if it can bear fruit.、
啊、如果结果子了，我们就把它留下来。
If it can bear fruit, then we can let it stay.、
啊、如果再不结果，那我们再把它砍掉嘛。
But if it cannot, then you can cut it down.、
啊、所以我们如果有属灵丰盛的生命，不是光有那个树叶哦。
So if we have a life that is full of spiritual abundance, then we will be a tree that's not only full of leaves.
啊，应该要有很多美好的果子啊。
But we will also have many fruits.
啊，这样啊，才能够啊被留住，才不会白占土地啊。
Then we can remain on the ground, and we will not be trees that simply use up the ground.
我们在台湾有一个姐妹姓荣。
In Taiwan,
是属内湖教会的。
There was a certain sister Rong.
那本来也是天天呐、啊，哎，安息日啊，早上来聚会，聚会完了以后就回家。
Previously, she was a believer who came to Sabbath every Sabbath morning, and after service, she would just go home.
啊，信主以后啊，也是按照教训呐、啊，在守安息日了。
And after she believed in the Lord, she kept the commandments, and she came and kept the Sabbath.
那有一个晚上，她做了一个梦。
But there was one night where she had a dream.
梦到一棵树啊，哇，树叶很茂盛。
And she, in her dream, she saw that there was a tree that、
啊、
was full of
leaves,
but there was no fruit on it.
有一个声音说，再不结果子的话，就要砍掉了。
And she heard a voice say, "If this tree does not bear any fruit, I will cut it down."
啊，她听到那个声音啊，就从梦中啊就醒过来。
And when she heard this voice, she woke up from her dream.
她就想啊，我为什么会做这种梦
？And she was thinking, "Why would I have such a dream?"
她一直想。
And she kept thinking.
啊，大概主耶稣在提醒她什么事情。
And she was thinking, probably Lord Jesus was reminding her something.
每天就思想，就祷告。
And so she thought about it every day and prayed about it.
后来有一天啊，她到医院去探望一个朋友。
And there was one day when she went to the hospital to visit a friend.
她看到这个朋友啊，生病躺在病床上，非常可怜。
And she saw her friend, who was sick, lying on the hospital bed.
啊，她就向他 做见证，跟他传福音。
And she started to testify to this friend and preach the gospel.
啊，没想到他在跟他传福音的时候，隔壁床的人啊，也在那边听。
And while she was preaching to her friend, the patient that was also in the same room by her friend also listened.
啊，后来就带他们到教会来。
So she was able to bring both of them to the church.
啊，感谢主啊，主耶稣就怜悯他们呐，啊，让他们呐得到医治啊，明白道理，受洗又信主。
And thank God, Lord Jesus had mercy on them, so they received healing, and they were able to accept the truth, and they were both baptized.
啊，后来他觉得说，哎，这个医院里面也很多可怜的人呢。
And then the sister thought this hospital has a lot of other people who are very pitiable.
他们很需要神的救恩。
And they need the salvation of God.
所以他就邀了他哥哥的女儿。
So she invited her older brother's daughter.
啊，然后邀请一些啊弟兄姊妹。
Along with a lot of other brothers and sisters.
啊，就经常到医院啊去访问病人。
And they would often go into the hospital and visit different patients.
啊，后来我们在开大专班学生联会的时候。
And there was one time when we were having a college student spiritual convocation.
啊，他们就来介绍。
And they started to come
introduce. 说他们在医院里面工作的情形。
The work that they are doing in the hospital.
他们每一个礼拜啊，有一天啊是大家灵修的聚会。
And there is one day out of the week where they would have a service for spiritual cultivation.
啊，另外有一天啊，他们就不忙啊去医院探访病人。
And on another day, they would take time out and go visit the patients in the hospital.
后来啊，慕道者越来越多。
And because of this, there were more and more truth seekers.
医院里面有一个我们教会的姐妹。
And in the hospital, we had a sister who worked
there. 啊，就跟医院里面商量啊，把他们那个一个会议室啊，就租给我们啊，让他们可以布道。
And they talked to the administrators of the hospital and decided to rent one of the conference rooms to our church so that we can do our evangelical service.
啊，不晓得怎么样，突然间啊，那个。啊，那他们那个部门啊，说他们会议不接我们了，会议室不接我们了。
But all of a sudden, we don't know why, but the department that was going to rent us a conference room,
they don't want to rent it to us. 有一点阻挡。
And the believers realized that there was some obstacle.
啊，他们不灰心。
But they were not dismayed.
大家继续祷告。
They continued to pray.
啊，后来很奇妙啊，主耶稣开路。
And it was very amazing because Lord Jesus opened up a path. And instead, the hospital led their main chapel to the church.
所以我们每个月都可以固定在那边布道，而且啊，每个月啊都有诗班去献诗。
Or their main auditorium, so that every week, the church was able to go to the auditorium to preach.
哎，布道会之前啊，他们就先去访问啊，啊，把那个啊，就去先探望那些。啊，生病的朋友啊，等到布道会的时候，全部都把他们用轮椅啦，用牵的，就把他们带到那个会议室，那个大礼堂了。
And a choir would also be able to present there. So every time they hold an evangelical service, they would go out in the hospital and preach to all the different patients. And when it was time for the service, they would take them all in.
一个医院，然后扩散到所有的医院啊，几乎都有我们的布道团队。
And it began from one hospital, and eventually all the other hospitals would have an evangelical team from our church to do the same thing.
感谢主啊，就是主耶稣借着一个异梦啊啊。来勉励一个姐妹，啊，结果这个工作就这样推动出来。
And thank God, through this dream, God was able to encourage his sister to begin this work.
啊，真的，我们有时候也要想想看。
So a lot of times we must also think.
我们不只是要做会聚会的信徒。
We should not only be believers who know how to come attend service. Of course, attending service is important.
因为神的道要先进到我们的心里面。
Because the word of God must first enter into our hearts.
啊，但是神的道要在我们内心里面能够扎根呐，啊，能够成长，能够结果。
But the word of God must take root in our hearts and grow up and bear fruit.
所以，一个有丰盛生命的现象，一定会结出很多的果子来。
So the sign of an abundant life is a person who will bear many fruits.
啊，所以我们呢，不要白占土地。
So we should not just freely take up space on the ground.
所以圣经里面说，这个伊甸园里面呢，充满着很多很多的果实，非常悦人的眼目。
And the Bible records how in the Garden of Eden it was full of trees that would bear fruit and was pleasing to sight.
我们要结出很多很多的果子。
We must bear many fruits.
还能够来造就人，来荣耀神。
To edify people and to glorify God.
那所以这个丰盛的生命啊，一定有美好的灵性的表现。
So a life that is abundant will have a very good spiritual virtues.
在他的生活见证上啊，还能够显出啊美好的灵性来。
And with their lives, they can testify and manifest spiritual virtues.
当然，我们从圣经里面看到很多的例子。
And from the Bible, we also see many examples.
好像约瑟啊，
just like Joseph.
他是一个很特别特殊的一个孩子。
He is a very unique child.
出生不久啊，妈妈因为生弟弟啊，就难产死了。
Not long after he was born, his own mother, when giving birth to his younger brother, died in labor.
所以他是在一个困境当中成长的少年人。
So he was a teen who grew up amidst tribulation.
他从小啊就敬畏神啊，远离恶事。
But because he feared God since he was young and departed from evil.
跟他的哥哥们啊在牧羊。
When he and his brothers were shepherding.
发现他哥哥啊常常做一些坏事情。
He realized that his brother did a lot of wicked things.
所以他因为对这种恶事啊感到很厌恶。
And because he despised these wicked things.
当然他爱他们的哥哥。
But he loved his brothers.
但是他觉得说这个是不对的。
But he knew that this was wrong.
所以他就把这些事情告诉父亲啊，希望父亲能够管教他的哥哥们，让他们能够走到正确的道路。
So he told his father about all the wicked things that his brothers were doing, hoping that his father would correct them.
因为这样啊，所以哥哥就嫉妒他，恨他。
But because he did this, his brothers were jealous of him.
不跟他说和睦的话。
And they did not speak peaceably to him.
后来啊，哥哥就计谋啊，就把他本来要把他害死的，后来就把他卖掉了。
And his brothers eventually devised a plan to originally kill him, but they changed their plan and sold him into slavery.
但是虽然17岁啊，就被卖到外国的地方。
And even though he was sold into a foreign land when he was 17 years old.
但是他从小啊，那种敬畏神的心啊，就是存在他的心里面。
His heart of fearing God still remained.
所以神就随着他的脚步赐福给他。
So God followed him in his footsteps and blessed him.
在波提瓦家做奴隶。
When he was a slave in the house of Potiphar.
说他凡事所行的都亨通顺利。
No matter what he did, he was successful.
主人重用他，把他家里所有的让他管理。
So that his master would value him and place everything under his care.
但是主人的太太就来引诱他。
But then his master's wife tried to entice him.
所以一个人啊，要敬畏神，有时候也面对很多的试探引诱。
So a person wants to serve God and fear God, they will face many temptations.
但是这个大约瑟啊，他能够处守纯正。
But Joseph was able to stay holy.
拒绝这个主人太太的引诱。
And he refused this enticement of his master's wife.
我怎么可以做这种大恶来得罪神？
And he said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
所以虽然没有人看见，但是他知道神都在监察。
So even though no one else was there to see them commit this act, he knows
God is
watching. 人
所做的事情没他没有不知道的。
There is nothing that man does that God does not know.
虽然因为这样啊，被诬告、被下监啊，他都默默忍受。
Even though he made this choice, and as a result, he was framed and put into prison, but he endured
it all. 在监狱里面还能够关心别人。
And while he was in prison, he was able to care for other people.
看到两个人很忧愁啊，就问他们说：“你们到底什么事？”
And he saw two people who were very sorrowful and asked him, "What is wrong?"
原来他们做梦没有办法讲解，但神给他属灵的智慧，就替他们讲解。
And it turned out that they both had dreams that they didn't know how to interpret, and God gave Joseph the wisdom to interpret.
结果有机会啊，让他能够到王的面前啊，为王解梦。
So later he had the opportunity to come before the king and interpret the dream.
王看到他这个美好的灵性，说：“我在哪里去找一个人啊，更聪明智慧的呢？”
So when the Pharaoh saw Joseph, he said, "Where else can I find someone so wise?"
结果就立他来管理全埃及国。
So he appointed Joseph to rule over all of Egypt.
所以圣经里面说啊，约瑟是多结果子的树枝。
And the Bible described Joseph as a branch that bore many fruits.
他的枝条啊，探到墙外去。
And the branches extend to outside the wall.
啊，所以啊，他是一个非常美好灵性的人。
And he is a person with great spiritual virtue.
不只是在他的家里发光。
He not only was a shining light in his own home.
而且他的美德啊，让整个埃及，让当地啊，这个中东地方的人啊，都得到益处。
But his virtues allowed all the people in Egypt and the Mid East to receive benefit.
So we see that because he had the abundant life of God in
him. And we see that because he had the abundant life of God in him.
啊，所以能够有非常美好的美德啊。
He had these wonderful virtues.
说好像一个多结果子的树枝啊，这个树枝啊，满到墙外去啊。
Like a branch that bared so many fruit that it extended outside the walls.
我们在教会里面也看到很多啊。啊，非常美好连性的弟兄姐妹。
In the church, we also see people with very good spirituality.
有的在暗中啊，啊，行善帮助人。
Some people will do good in secret and help others.
好，我最近有看到那个郭惠利门长老的一些，郭鼎顺长老的一些资料。
Recently, I was reading some articles about or documents about Elder Guo.
那这个郭长老的父亲郭惠利门长老啊
，and this Elder Guo's father, Elder Philemon Guo，
他本来从外教会过来以后啊，非常有爱心。
When he converted to our church from another denomination, he had a lot of love.
殿的炉上啊，就当成我们教会的礼拜堂啊，啊十几年的时间。
He converted the second floor of his shop.To the place of worship for many years.
啊，把一些病人呐、发疯的人呢、就带来。
And he would bring a lot of people who are sick or who had mental
illness. 他的员工说啊，你把这些病人都找到这里来啊，会造成一些麻烦呢、啊。
And his own employees said, if you keep bringing these sick and crazy people here, you'll cause problems for us.
啊，但是他们就很有爱心的帮助祷告，病人得医治，发疯的魔鬼走掉。
But the believers had a lot of love, so they would pray for the sick and for the people who are mentally ill and demon possessed, so that they were healed.
前啊成立起来了。
And because of this, the church there was established.
啊，他一生当中啊，真的非常爱主。
And throughout his life, he truly loved the
Lord. 第二代这个郭鼎顺长老也是一样。
And in his son's generation, this Guo Dingzheng,
Elder Guo Dingzheng, 神祝福他，让他事业很顺利。
God blessed him, so he was very successful in his career.
曾经当过两个大学的董事长。
He was once the dean of two universities.
啊，他的公司啊，大概有二十几间呢。
And he owned 20 some companies.
所以相当成功。
He was very successful in business.
他讲两句话。
But he often said two phrases.
他说啊，我的钱啊，都是神赐给我的。
He would say, all the money I have was given to me by God.
啊，所以我把我的钱啊，奉献在主耶稣的身上，奉献在教会里面。
So I must offer my money onto the body of Jesus Christ into the church.
啊，所以啊，教会很多的啊经费啊，他都帮忙。
So a lot of expenses that the church had, he would help.
尤其当时我们教会经济上比较困难。
Especially during that time, our church was very tight on finances.
我曾经听长辈这样讲。
And I would often hear my elders tell me.
他说他担任那个。总会的财务负责。
That when this Elder Guo became in charge of the financial affairs in the GA,
他曾经把他的公司的股票捐一部分给教会嘛。
He donated shares of his own company to the church.
结果代表大会的时候
，and during the national church conference,
有的代表不知道。
There were some church representatives who didn't know that he donated the shares. And they saw on the church report that the church owned so many shares.
就主问说，我们教会怎么可以去买股票？
And there's a church representative who asked, how can our church go and buy stocks?
其实那个是这个长老他公司的股票捐给教会。
But the church only had those stocks because this elder donated
his own stocks to the company. 不去买卖股票了。
And of course, later on, our church does not go buy or sell stocks.
但是有人要捐股票，我们不必拒绝吗？
But if people want to donate stocks, we would not refuse it.
因为他神赐福给他，让他顺利成功。
Because God blessed him so that he was very successful in his business.
所以对教会的奉献非常竭力。
So he also helped tremendously in the offerings to the church.
后来成立那个腓利门基金会。
And later on, he established a Philemon foundation.
在教会的组织之下。
And he placed this foundation under the
organization of the church. 他的意思就是说，这个要用教会的名义这样来办。
And his intention is that all the activities that this organization should do
不用他个人
的名义 should be under the name of the church and not under his own name.
但是事实上啊，他是希望说教会弟兄姊妹有感动的都能够一起呀，啊，能够参与这个工作。
And his intention is that all those who are moved and touched by God can come and participate in the work.
但事实上啊，大概90%几的那个经费都是由他来。
And in actuality, all the activities of this organization were primarily funded.
所以他那个事业啊，对整个教会的帮助非常大。
And he used his business to help.
除了这个私房以外。还有我们有办那个在东部的地方办那个托儿所幼稚园。
In addition to the previous things, in the east coast of Taiwan, we
有六七个地方啊，有学生中心。
And there are 6-7 other locations where we have student centers.
买房子盖房子，让那些青年啊住在那里。
And so he would buy houses and build houses so that students can live there.
对那个青年的学生啊，给他们奖金、奖学金。
And he would also give out scholarships to students
in need, 帮助
他们升学, and to help them advance to the next level of
education. 其实他不只是在教会里面,
and not only in the church,
在社会上也是一样,
in the society also did the same.
他说我这个钱是取诸于社会, 所以我要用在社会上。
And he also said, I earned this money from the society, so I must give it back to the
society. 所以他也做了很多慈善的事业。
So he also did a lot of charitable
儿童福利基金会。
He would have these children's charity foundations.
还有很多的一些社会福利的一些机构。
And a lot of organizations that help with social benefits.
他也帮助很多青年呐，就是无条件借钱给他们，让他们出来留学。
And he also gave out unconditional loans to a lot of students so that they can go. Study abroad.
有一个不是我们教会的青年跟他借钱。
And there was a certain student who took out a loan from him.
因为他家里贫穷他想要留学没有钱。
And the student was not a member of our church, but he was from a very poor family and he wanted to go study abroad.
问他的时候，他就无条件就帮助他。
And when he asked this elder for a loan, this elder just gave him a loan.
这个青年很感动啊。
And this student was very touched.
就问他
and asked him.
他说你跟我也没有什么亲戚关系啊。
And he said to him, "You and I have no relations
at all." 你给我帮助这么多让我出去留学。
We're not related, and you give me so much money to help me
go study abroad. 我将来没有办法能够回报你啊。
In the future, there's no way I can repay you.
这样怎么办
？What should I do?
他说没有关系。
And so the elder said to him,
我现在帮助你。
Right now, I'm going to help you.
当你成功了以后
，and once you are successful,
你同样的去帮助人，这样就好了。
In the same way, you can go help other people.
我不需要你的回报。
I don't need you to repay me anything.
很多那个山地的信徒没有钱就去找他。
And there were a lot of Aborigines members who, when they had no money, they would go seek help.
借条说长老，我生活有困难，我跟你借钱。
And they would write these IOU statements to the elder and says, I am in need. I'm going to borrow money from you.
结果他借给他，然后他走掉以后，他的借条就输掉了。
And when the elder lent money to all these members, he would just tear up these IOUs.
有一个传道就问他。
So there was a preacher who asked him.
长老你一直借钱给他，你怎么知道他需要？
Elder, you keep lending money to these people. How do you know that they are truly in need?
如果他骗你怎么办？
What if they're just deceiving you?
他说我宁愿让他骗，但是我不要错过一个行善的机会。
And the elder responded, I'd rather be deceived than miss out on an opportunity to help someone who truly needs it.
圣经里面说你若有行善的能力。
And the Bible tells us if we have the opportunity to do good.
你看到一个需要的人
，and we see someone in need，
你就及时帮助他，就是一个行善的机会
，and we help them in their need。
说你有机会的话，你就要行善。
The Bible tells us if we have the opportunity，
你行善不灰心的话，到时就会收成。
And if we do not grow weary of doing good, we will receive our due reward。
所以我们行善的机会说，你有行善的能力。
And if we want, if we have the opportunity to do good,
and we have the ability to do,
to do the good work, and if people are truly in need.
那这个长老说啊，有人跟我要，我有能力我就给。
And so this elder says, if anyone is in need and I have the ability to give anything to them, I will give it to them.
失掉一个行善的机会。
Because I don't want to lose out on any opportunities to do good.
那所以我们看到说啊，这都是非常美好的一些灵性的表现。
And we see that these are all very good spiritual virtues.
我们可以从他们的身上啊，看到那种活泼丰盛的生命。
And from their lives, we can see this life that is more abundant.
我们一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.